Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. This year, as in years past, I will offer daily a 5-minute podcast to encourage you in your discipline for Lent. Today is the day before Lent, Shrove Tuesday. This is the Zeroth Lentcast. Shrove refers to being shriven, which means absolved after confession of sins. Shriving is a good thing to do as Lent gets underway. Lent is a time for penance and for mortifications and for spiritual improvement. We are preparing for the great feast of Easter, and we as Catholics, we fast before our feasts, and we want to make progress in the spiritual life. Well, how do we do this? There are three different areas that I can think of that we can work on: amendment of life, acts of penance, and works of charity. Amendment of life could be eliminating bad words from our daily speech habits, or wasting time in pointless activities, gossiping, should never do that anyway, not going to bed at the right time, or using the snooze alarm, making a plan to get some negative aspect out of our lives. Acts of penance, that's pretty straightforward, reduction of food or giving up certain things, desserts, or I guess the old favorite is chocolate. For those of you who don't have a sweet tooth, maybe you'll think of something else. Using cold water for showers. Saying no to yourself. Saying no to your appetites. Works of charity can be positive things like reading scripture daily for 5 minutes and then 10 minutes and then 15 minutes as the weeks go by. Other spiritual reading, you might choose a book like Abbot Marmion's Christ, the Life of the Soul. Consciously performing a work of mercy each day, saying the rosary every day, going to daily mass, that'd be wonderful, spending time with the Eucharist. Lent is a time of prayer and penance before Easter. We have to prepare for the feast and make progress in the spiritual life, and we do this through amendment of life, acts of penance, acts of charity and mercy. We take on mortifications. We perform good works. Each day during Lent, we are going to have a Roman station church assigned. A statio, or station, is a stopping place. In ancient Rome, there would be a procession from the collect church, where people gathered, to the other church, the station church, when Mass would be celebrated. And along the way, they sang litanies and said prayers. The tradition fell into disuse for a while, but from the 20th century, especially around the time of Pope John the 23rd, I think, there has been a movement to revive it. We are also going to see a gradual reduction of ornamentation in certain elements of Mass as Lent and then Passiontide comes up. Traditionally, Holy Church strips the liturgy of ornaments, beginning with Septuagesima, the pre-Lent Sundays when the Alleluia is omitted. And then music and other decorations such as flowers are omitted after Ash Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday and after. On Passion Sunday, the Sunday before Palm Sunday, statues and images would be draped, hidden from view. It's kind of a penance for the eyes, a mortification of the eyes. Bells disappear on Good Friday, and there is no Mass. And the Mass, in fact, experiences a kind of liturgical death here at this time, especially on Holy Saturday, when really nothing goes on except the Divine Office, so that at Easter, when everything returns tenfold, our joy can be that much sweeter, the flowers that much more beautiful, the music more splendid, and the church that much brighter. As Catholics, we want our lives to take on the qualities of the mysteries and the faith we profess. That's because we are our rites, so let our lives reflect what the Church offers liturgically all through Lent, and that means participating in those rites. And one of those rites takes place in a confessional. Go to confession.